Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Oh, yes. And this morning in the studio, we have got PhD candidate Harry Allard. Morena, Harry.
Hello, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all good.
Hey, we were just mentioning this off air, but you've got a fantastic fish shirt on right now.
Yeah.
Which does sort of link into what your PhD is about.
Yeah, I'm leaning into the role.
Excellent.
A fish guy.
He's the fish man. Hey, Harry, do you want to let the listeners know what is your PhD about?
Yeah, so I've just handed it in.
Congrats.
And it's been kind of a three-part story looking at New Zealand's marine reserves and thinking about what has changed over time,
mm-hmm.
asking some of the less obvious questions about how the fish communities have changed. And yeah, it's been a real interesting story. We found out some cool stuff that no one had thought about before.
That's great.
Yeah.
So you've been based up in Lee and kind of looking at the Lee Marine Reserve, is that
right?
Yeah,
yeah. So I've been up at Lee Marine Reserve, which is New Zealand's oldest marine reserve. And I repeated the first surveys that were done there in 1978.
Oh, wow.
When it was first set up. So we've kind of looked at 40 years of changes.
Wow.
And what was pretty interesting was like that recovery of snapper and crayfish that's happened in the reserve.
Mm-hmm.
You've actually seen that they've then impacted numbers of kina, like the sea urchins.
Okay.
And that's let kelp forests come back.
So you're seeing the full ecosystem kind
of.
And so that's like, what, 40 years now maybe of that research. So you just did the exact same process that they did back in the 70s, or did you kind of update it a little bit? How did that work?
So no one had repeated those surveys. So I first did that, and then I did some inside and outside the reserve to compare that change as well. And it kind of gave a picture of how that habitat change I was talking about then spun off and maybe affected other species.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just looking at how other fish could maybe have responded to that change.
So it is obviously a really interesting thing when you get to see how different parts of the ecosystem affect each other.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's a great thing that we've got, you know, regeneration of snapper in the area and stuff. Are you worried at all about the way it's impacting the kina? Is that something that is concerning, or do you think it's kind of balancing itself
out? I think it's balancing itself out. I mean, a big part of what we were looking at was whether the snapper have gone overboard and caused declines in some species. And there are a couple where we think that might have happened, but it does seem to be maybe a return to a normal format. So
there
were too many before. They're not getting wiped out at all, but you're just seeing things fall down to a kind of reverse pyramid structure where you got all these snapper and then, you know, numbers are lower on the bottom levels.
And so what kind of differences did you see in the sort of area that you were looking at? And then when you said you went outside of that area, what were some of those differences that you noticed?
Well, luckily, my hypothesis was kind of like in 2018, comparing inside and outside would look real similar to comparing 2018 reserve to 1970s reserve. So that change over time, I thought, well, that will look the same as a comparison now, inside, outside. And luckily, that was the case.
Excellent.
Yeah, so that was good.
Didn't have to change too much on your hypothesis.
So
that's
I didn't have to straight away just be like, oh, no, I was wrong.
And wrong. No.
Yeah.
Excellent. And what happens next with your research? What's sort of the application for this? How does it kind of keep, I guess, informing sustainability research around there?
I think a big part of it is just addressing those expectations for marine reserves, right? So this story that came out through the university was originally because people were saying they think that numbers of fish have declined in the reserve.
Mm.
And mine was actually saying, my work was saying, yeah, they have declined, but you're seeing an increase in the total weight of fish there. So you've got fewer fish, but that biomass has increased.
Big chunkier fish.
Yeah, big chunky fish, big old snapper. And that weight of fish was five times higher now than in the 70s.
Wow.
And yet
huge.
The number had gone down. So
excuse my ignorance on this, but can you fish in a marine reserve? What's the actual deal with a marine reserve? Is it like protected, you can't take any fish out of that area?
Yeah, so the marine reserves here are all no extractive activities. So you can't pick up kina, you can't fish, you can't really do any of that. You can go dive there, look around, but that's just a subset of marine protected area. Some of them you can do limited fishing activities, but New Zealand's are quite good for just cutting it all out in a certain area, which seems to do the trick.
Which would have been good for your research, because then you knew exactly what the change was kind of down to,
well,
I guess.
Well, you hope so. People still come in. But some of it was real interesting. Like, we saw, with that kelp forest growth, we did see higher numbers of the herbivore fish that come through and eat the kelp, which is something people had said might happen, but no one had actually looked at. So that was really cool to find, yeah.
And you got to do quite a bit of diving through the process of this, is that right?
Yeah, I did a lot of diving, yeah.
Can you tell us about Monkey Face, the snapper? What is Monkey Face? Who is Monkey Face?
I don't like getting asked about this because I think it's a sad story.
So
is this snapper? He's real funny. He's like an old male. He's probably, 60, 70 years old. So
how old can snapper live for?
I don't know, 90 upwards,
quite
a long
amazing.
Time.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah.
So Monkey Face had been kicking around since the reserve was established, and they all knew him then.
Right.
And at a certain age, snappers' faces get all lumpy and deformed and horrible. And this guy looked like Quasimodo. He's just grim. And he would come around. He, knew everyone. He'd follow them around. And he was really funny. And I got all these videos of him. But he's disappeared, and I've got a feeling he's probably snuffed it.
R.I.P. Monkey Face.
Yeah, shame.
Moment of silence, Monkey Face.
Yeah,
the
pull
fish.
One out for Monkey Face.
Hard out. But you must have had quite an interesting time, I guess, doing all that diving. Were you experienced with much diving before, or did you kind of have to learn for this job?
No, I was experienced. I'm not good, but I was experienced. And it was just overdrive for this. It was loads of diving. Yeah.
And so what's next for you? Now that you've handed in your PhD, you just have to sort of wait for your marks back? Or?
Yeah, I've got to wait for that examination, but this is probably the worst time in history to finish a PhD and be looking for something next. But yeah, hopefully something good will come along.
Oh, well, fingers crossed for you, Harry. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us about this.
No worries.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.